There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 497. It's the 3rd of June, 2016. On the podcast today, I have Head of Business Development at Hummingbird. That's H-U-M. That's Bert Munro. He outlines their recent fundraise of £45.8 million for the construction of the Yanfolila Gold Project mine in Mali. Now listen carefully to this. I think this has got good upside potential. Just my opinion, do your own research. But I asked Bert at the end, give us three reasons why we should put you on our Vox Markets watch list. And he gives us three reasons, and some good stats amongst that. I'm just saying, H-U-M, type it in, do some research, all right? Also on the podcast, the lady with the technicals, the Duchess of the Chart. It's Nicola Duke, and she'll be charting Starcom Systems, that's Star. Proxama, Infrastrata, Hummingbird, and Bushveld Minerals. Do me a favour, we launched 2 days ago, Vox Markets officially launched, and you now can now get live pricing for $9.99 a month. It's a good deal. Even better when you consider £5.89 of that goes to charity. The £4.10 is paid to the LSE, London Stock Exchange, and you have to pay that as a license fee. But we make no money whatsoever on live pricing. And there is no other, you know, service out there that does that. So you're basically paying £10 a month. What's that? £2.50 a week. And more than half of that will go to charity. So, you know, you're getting something for it. Well, so, I mean, you can give money to charity, so charity. But you're paying £10 a month, and more than half will go to charity. So you're getting live prices, and you're doing a good deed. Now, just sign up there. If you haven't got live prices, and you think you're not happy with the service you get at the moment, or it's more expensive, listen, they take a cut of that, and they make a profit. Vox Markets doesn't. So do some good and get something for it in return as well. £9.99 a month is all it is. £5.89 of that goes to charity. It's a no-brainer, isn't it? So check that out. If you haven't got live prices, it's worth doing that, I think. £10 a month, you know, that's all it is. And like I said, 60% of that goes to charity. Also on the podcast, I'll be reading out today's stock with potential. And that is Sarium, ticker S-A-R, suggested by Carl. Thank you very much, Carl, for getting involved. I do appreciate it. And I'll be reading out the reasons for that later in the podcast.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Head of Business Development at Hummingbird. That's H-U-M, Bert Munro. Thanks for talking to me, Bert.
Not at all. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, it's the second time you've been on, and I've got to say, I do interview a lot of CEOs, and sometimes very good investment ideas slip under the radar. And I've seen a lot of tweets about you recently yesterday or the day before's announcement?
Yesterday's announcement, yeah.
Yesterday's. Okay, we'll get to that in a second, Bert. But just to bring people up to speed on the story there of Hummingbird, what do you do? What are you all about there?
Absolutely. Hummingbird is an AIM-listed West African-focused gold company. We've got two large projects in West Africa with a total gold inventory of 6.5 million ounces. Our project in Mali, Yanfolila, we have recently completed a large equity placement with yesterday, as you just mentioned, and we will be bringing that into production over the course of the next 18 months.
Yeah, and do you know what? What's striking me is there are a couple of things here that, you know, stuck out to me amongst the stats. And you've got an internal run rate of 60% and an NPV of $162 million. And you're one of the highest margin undeveloped gold projects in Africa. That's some impressive stats. And I've seen quite a bit of noise surrounding you now in the last few, it's the last 24 hours actually on Twitter. And so that's quite impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know what's good about that as well is that we've got well over 1 million ounces of gold at the Yanfolila project, which those returns are on, which aren't even in our mine plan yet. So that project's going to get bigger and better still.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And so what is next in the timeline of Hummingbird here, Bird?
Well, now we are on a timeline towards production. So that is our primary focus. So currently we've got around 3 months of detailed engineering work to do. And then on the back of that, you've then got 12, 13 months of construction before you move into commissioning and then gold pour. So really all hands to the pump, delivering this project into production.
Now the raising, so how much are you raising altogether?
We've raised approximately £46 million.
Yeah, and that was at, what was the placing price? Wasn't a lot.
So that was at 22p, which was a 12% discount on the day. So essentially the project, to round it up, has a project capex of $80 million. Yeah. So we've just raised essentially $67 million as the equity portion to fund it. So obviously there will be a balance of debt needed to get it into production. But obviously with that level of deleveraging and that stronger balance sheet, obviously that will be something we can complete over the coming months. But it's not going to hold us back. We're going to be cracking on straight away.
Yeah. Now I'm seeing here that the first production, like I said, is targeted for 2017, providing, and it says here, US $70 million free cash flow in the first year of production. And that's an amazing figure. When you consider your market cap at the moment, it's like, what is it, 29 or something like that? 20,
yeah, market 26, cap about, yeah. 26 million pounds, so I guess, yeah, high 30 millions of dollars, current market cap. Obviously, when the shares that we announced yesterday are put into issue, our market cap will increase after the 20th of June post the general meeting. Yeah. But yes, having in excess of $70 million of free cash flow in the first full year steady state production is enormous. I think the project has a huge number of positives, not least it's got very high grade for an open pit operation. It is a very straightforward open pit operation in a very well-proven mining jurisdiction. So we've got extremely low costs. Our all-in cost of production is sub $700 an ounce. So at today's gold price, you've got in excess of $500 an ounce margin. So if you're producing over 130,000 ounces a year, as we are in the first year, you're making a lot of money.
Yeah, and even right now, I mean, the gold price seems to have bottomed. We've had a little rally. We've pulled back from the rally. But like I said, if it does even come back a bit further, then you're one of those producers that can keep producing anyway. And obviously, when other producers will be inefficient, you'll still be, generating cash flow, won't you?
Exactly. I mean, I think obviously we're an AIM listed company. We're relatively small, which means we could be nimble and keep our costs down. We also brought this project in July 2014 for the very fact that we believed we would be able to develop a project with a low capital cost and also an extremely low operating cost. And I think we've proven that to date that we've developed it to that end, and we look forward to delivering that over the coming months.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask you a question. I don't know if you can answer this, but, because obviously you want to give a positive picture. But it seems to me, what, if anything, could be a stumbling block? Because it seems to me like a no-brainer at this level. You've pretty much secured finance, which a lot of companies stumble on sometimes. And, what are the things you're looking out for that could present a challenge to you in any way whatsoever?
I think we're well aware of the challenge. I think building a gold mine anywhere in the world is an extremely challenging thing to do, and we're under absolutely no illusion that it isn't going to be a challenge. So I think you've got to counter that by building and growing the best team possible to make sure you deliver what you've said you'll do. I think whilst you've got a challenge, you've also got a huge benefit in the fact that the country, Mali, that we are building a gold mine in, has had a 25, 30 year history of gold mines having been built there and producing. So I think you're doing it in a known, proven jurisdiction. So that takes away some of the delivery risk. It's not, you're not proving a concept in a new country. And ultimately, one of the other benefits we've got is that the sector, as we know, has not been in the best health for the last 3 or 4 years. So there are a number of highly qualified people who we will be able to hire, who will augment our team and make sure that we deliver what we say we'll do. I think, you know, there are world-class people available and there aren't many people building gold mines. So if you're bucking that trend, you are able to help counter what is, I guess, your biggest risk potentially, which is obviously operational deliverability, keeping to your promises of timelines and costs.
Okay, and as far as you've got this project here, and you've got another project as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we do. We've got the Digby Gold Project in Liberia. It's a very large project. It's 4.5 million ounces of gold in southeast Liberia. The scoping study, which we completed on the project, shows a 20-year mine life with a 30% IRR at a $1,300 gold price. So it's a slightly lower margin project than Mali, but it has an extremely long mine life. It's an open pit operation, low strip ratio, which we recently received in the last year, an MDA, a mineral development agreement on the project. So that's your mining permit, for want of a better word.
Okay, well, is there any other points you want to make here before I ask you to give us three reasons why an investor should put you on their Vox Markets watch list?
I don't think there are any points I want to raise, really, apart from giving you three reasons.
Yeah, go on, then give us the three. So I urge people now, if you like what Bert is saying here in these three points, go to Vox Markets, type in the ticker code, which is HUM, a nice ticker code there, and click follow. So give us three points, please, Bert.
The project at Yanfolila has got extremely high returns with a 60% IRR, is my first point. Secondly, there's a large amount of upside outside of the existing economics, existing resources which aren't yet in the mine plan. And my third point would be that the Digby Gold Project in Liberia, we receive absolutely zero value for in our market cap. People are only focusing on the Yanfolila project, so there's a huge amount of upside in Liberia as well.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Well, listen, but don't be a stranger, because you've obviously got a busy time ahead of you. So do please come back on the podcast when you have some more news out there.
Absolutely. Look forward to speaking to you in the near future. Thanks.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now, it's a Friday. That means Nicola Duke is here. Lady with the technicals, the Duchess of the Charge. You're right, Nick.
Yeah, I'm all right. It's not just me. It's non-farm payroll day too. So
that's
it's always
right,
a wild
yeah.
afternoon for us.
Yeah, do people care about this anymore?
Yeah, especially really Janet's good. About to hike.
Is yeah, she? Do you think so?
No, I don't know. I find it crazy, especially now with the swing in the polls. They said, a couple of the Fed members said, and it sounds ridiculous, that the Brexit would stop them hiking is one of the risks.
So. Yeah, I've read that a couple of times. And I think that's a very true risk there, because, you know, it's like we are the fifth biggest economy in the world, and threatening to leave a project that some people said is never going to work anyway would upset a lot of countries, you know? So I think there is the possibility for a lot of ripples going on. I think the market will wobble whatever outcome happens, you know, because even if we stay, there's a lot of people will be disappointed. If we leave, that's even a bigger uncertainty, and I'm for the leave camp, you know. But I mean, I think there will be a wobble, whatever happens, you know.
Well, there'll be a lot of corporate interests that won't be very happy if we leave. Let's put it that way. So
yeah. I got to say, just before we came on, we were chatting about. I was going to recommend a TV show to you, but you've watched it all, Billions by Damien Lewis on Sky Atlantic. Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. I thought it was brilliant. Yeah, really good entertainment.
Yeah, I think I'm on about episode six. I think. I don't know how many there are. Is there eight? How many are there?
I think there's 10.
Oh, okay, so
can't
I'm
remember.
On the
yeah, definitely 10. There might be 12.
Yeah, I'm liking it, and I advise anyone who's, in fact, even my other half, who's not particularly into stocks and shares, she really likes it. And so you don't have to be into stocks and shares. Damien Lewis is a head fund manager of Axe Capital, and he's doing superbly well, to the point where the DA's office starts investigating him. But he's a bit of a hero, isn't he? So taking him down would be, not very good for them, but it's a big thing. And anyway, it's a very interesting watch, because it's not just about stocks and shares and stuff. It's a bit of drama in there, a bit of love, a bit of entanglement. So it's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, I and especially like the coach, and it's a really good story, really good drama. I recommend it. I really liked it. It's my favourite show about trading that I've seen in ages. So
exactly, yeah. So hopefully we get. I don't know the outcome, but is there likely to be more? You've seen the end. Do you think, or does it end up and that's it? I mean, do you think there'll be more of this show?
They didn't all die at the end.
That's good. All right.
Well, so I shouldn't tell you. Yeah. They left. I think that there could be
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, they've got to. Any people, any studio that produces any kind of drama, they've always got to leave a door open just in case it's a massive hit. And they can't just, because they're closing their revenue stream off there, so they wouldn't do that. So they've got to leave the door open, I suppose. Cool. All right. So let's get on some stocks, Nick, suggested by people on Twitter. And I give you a list there. Have you got them? I'll have to get my
My list. Yep.
Okay, all right. And so we're starting off with...
So the first one is Starcom Systems, S-T-A-R ticker.
Yeah. It's quite a popular stock, this, and it had a bit of a rally, and I think it did have a pullback. Let's have a look, Starcom.
Yeah, you know, it's had a real battle since the start of May over the 200-day moving average, which it's finally, you know, solidly closed the month above. I really kind of like this when it comes back to test it, but it is on its way lower to retest it. So the 200-day moving average is at, you know, 2.62. The 100-day is at 2.19. I'd like to see it come back and hold those as support, and then before you buy. So it's not a screaming buy right now, but it's doing lots of positive things.
Yeah.
Well, if it made an inverse head, if you look at it on the daily, if it makes an inverse head and shoulders pattern here with the neckline above 4.3, then the right shoulder should form about 2 even. So I think a dip back to there might be interesting. If we can turn up from that 2 level, that's quite interesting. Yeah, let's face it, when you look at a weekly chart, this one can't really go any lower, can it?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, do you know what? I'm delaying here because I've loaded my chart and all my moving averages have disappeared. Someone's nicked them, I think. So,
on the daily, we're above all of them and they're all in the right order. So, yeah, we are pulling back. But you know, we need to find it to come back and find support on those moving averages, and then we know that we're good to go.
Okay, cool. So there we are.
So be patient, maybe in a week or two. So, in fact, yeah, probably would be a week or two.
All right, I like that. I mean, the moving averages seem to be, like I said, they're bowing round. So there's a nice bowing round there, turning in the right direction, starting to, aren't they? So,
We're starting to see the right signs, but we're not quite there yet. If you have high pain tolerance, then buy some here. But we might, you know, we might bump around for a couple week or two. So be patient.
Okay. And the next one is Proxarma. These are near field sort of technology, you know, beacons sending out little messages to your mobile phone and stuff. So I bought these a while back, a long time back, and then I did a blog on them, and then they underperformed completely all the time. And I thought, what's going on here? And so I got out of them, and then all of a sudden they had a rumor of hookup with Google and stuff. And I think, when was it back? In fact, you can see the spike of the day. It was the 18th of December, I think, last year, and went through, you know, one fell swoop, went through 50, the 125 and 200-day moving averages, didn't it? And then it's come back below now, and it's come back up. And so we're at 1.025 pence at the moment.
I know.
What do you reckon?
So, you know, that spike high in December gave us a pennant. So we've got a really kind of quite clearly defined range in this stock. So the support, the low is down at 0.84. And a pennant breakout here would be at 1.42, which is those previous highs from March and from the middle of May. So a close above 1.42. A close above 1.42 is a bullish breakout. And our target, our first target would be 2.3, which if you look at a weekly chart, is really major resistance. It's the 2012-2013 lows.
I see. Okay, cool. All right. So
and that would also be, you know, last May's highs as well. Like this.
But it's got to make a move.
It's got to hold that support at 8.4. Yeah. We're wrong on a daily close below 8.3, really.
Okay, cool. I do like that phrase, we're wrong, because that just says, you know, people often talk about charts saying, oh, you're looking into the future, it's tea leaves. And it's not. What it is, it's all you're looking for.
It's risk management.
Yeah, risk management.
Yeah.
And also confirmation of what you think is happening. If it doesn't confirm it, then you've got to change your mind and you've got to realize, get out, you know, if you're trading, that is, you know.
I'll mark all that on the chart and so people can see exactly what we're looking at and what.
Yes. By the way, you can see the charts, these charts that Nicola has annotated, and probably listen to the podcast and look at the chart at the same time. It makes a lot more sense. All right. So the next one is Infrastrata, INFA, in the oil and gas sector. And it's at 2.325 pence right now. What do you think, Nick?
Do you know, this chart is really similar to Proxama that we just looked at. So, and again, you know, what nicely hold above the, since the beginning of April, really nicely trading above the 200-day moving average, but in this really well-defined range with a low down at sort of 2.05 and the highs down at 2.73, which interestingly are the March 2015 lows. So, you know, support does become resistance. I know I keep saying it, but when you mark your lines on a chart, support does become resistance and vice versa. You can either buy support or buy a test of the 200-day if it holds, which is down at, you know, round two, or and then maybe put your toe in the water, and then a break and close above 2.75 confirms the bottom for a move higher. And our first target for this one, the first Fibonacci target, is at 4.5, which is double your money.
That's nice, yeah. All right, cool. All right, this is Infrastrada, INFA.
Yeah.
And the next one we're looking at is...
So we are wrong on that one, on a close below the 200-day moving average, which is at 1.92 today.
Okay, cool. All right, and the next one, which, in fact, a company I've had on the podcast, Hummingbird. Now, fundamentally, they're looking good here. They're just about to go into gold production. They've got one of the biggest margins on gold production in Africa, and they can produce gold at, I think, six, but it's sub-$700 bucks. And they got internal run rates of 60%, which is very efficient, and they've got a million... I can't think of stats off my head. But I've just had them on the podcast, and I think you should put these on your watch list, because it's a very interesting story playing out here. But they're at 24.375 pence at the moment. What do you think, Nick?
These look to me like they're rolling over a bit, or I'm hoping that this turns into a bull flag. So the support, I have two levels of support in this stock. One is it, sorry, nearly bit my tongue, 20.25, which is the 200-day and the 100-day moving average bunched up. But I think there's a really good previous support level and a 61.8 Fibonacci retracement at 18 and a daily close below 18. I'm kind of wrong on this bullish view, but I don't think I am. I think this looks good.
Something that may affect the technicals here is the fundamental thing that they've raised, $67 million at 22 pence.
Okay.
With a chance to raise more. So that may prove that 22
so that,
pence.
Yeah, level. And that's interesting because that 22p is the high in March and was the low in May. So that 22p is a bit of a pivot level. And it might not go below. That would be good. If it just kind of hovered around there and waited for the 200-day to turn up with it, that would be a really good sign as well. But the way to see that is watch for it. Use an oscillator like an RSI or I like a CCI. Wait for that to bottom and turn up, and that'll tell you.
A CCI, what is that?
It's called a commodity channel index.
Okay.
And it's an oscillator, just like a MACD or an RSI. I kind of like it because it seems to be, it doesn't just work on commodities, and it seems to work better than the other ones. It's just one of my favorite ones. And it is moving average based. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Okay. They are pretty reliable. So.
Yeah. I'm just a point of fact, this company, by the way, they will be producing, they were an explorer, they will be producing gold in 2017. Their first year of producing, they will generate cash flow of $70 million, I think it's dollars. And they're in market cap at the moment of 26 million pounds. So, and they've just raised, obviously, more. So it looks positive on the fundamental side, so we'll see. Cool. All right, that's Hummingbird, H-U-M. And the next one, Nick, is Bushveld Minerals, BMN, just restored to trading today after suspension to raise money to acquire one of the, take one of the projects, start a new project. So BMN it is, and what do you reckon? I mean, that's why they've dropped down there, because they've had to raise money. They've raised, I think, $5.2 million at 1.8 pence, so that's why they've had a drop. But they've gapped up a little bit. They've moved up a little bit since that early drop, haven't they?
Yeah, I would like to see this close back above 2 today. I don't know what can do it. You know, it's been in this descend before they closed, they were in this like descending channel.
Yeah.
It looks really good, you know, but but to confirm kind of a bottom is in, it's really got to close above three. If it closes above three, I've got two upside targets, one at six and one at 6.95.
Wow.
That doesn't mean you can rush out and buy it here, although, you know, confirmation that it's moving higher is a close above three at the moment, a close above three.
What's interesting, right, is those spikes lower back, when was that, October last year, were at the lows of today, pretty much, weren't they? 1.9, around about that level. So they spiked down to that level, didn't like it down there, and jumped back up. And now they hit that low today.
See, it's had a high today of 2.15. If it can close above 2, I do really like it. And that's 2 level is the previous lows from February.
Yeah. And they're at, the price they're at the moment, yeah, they're at 2.125, yeah. So
it does, I think this is kind of quite good. It's had a good old, I think a lot of people might have put stops below those previous lows. It's you know, had a good look below. Close above 2 today, you could put your toe in the water, and then a close above probably 200 day is at 3.11. A close above there, I think that you can double your money in this stock, but it's got to close above there to confirm that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Marvellous. All right, Nick. Well, thank you very much. And any plans for the weekend?
I'm just hoping it doesn't rain.
That's all right. Well, if it doesn't rain, you'll be a happy girl. That's not a big ask. But having said that, we're in Britain. It's June. It's a good chance it will rain.
Yeah, we've got to get through the excitement of the non-farm payroll. It could be very volatile this afternoon. All these stock charts that we've just talked about, because it's in half an hour, could look completely different later on. But this stock, I think if it can hold on to 2, yeah, you could dip in slowly.
We've known now that Yellen is very sensitive to external international pressures, and we've seen that last time they mentioned China when the stock market was very wobbly at the start of the year.
They mentioned China, and they mentioned, whenever they mention globe, they say things like global growth concerns. You know, they're all correlated to the stocks. So if stocks are going up, she doesn't have any global growth concerns, but if stocks have been selling off, then they all come in somehow. If you want to, you know, rather than worry about those things, you know, just look at the stock price.
Exactly. Okay,
because cool. I think they do.
So. Marvelous. All right, Nick, well, have a nice weekend, and I hope it's dry for you there. All right.
I'm not too bearish, by the way. Well, I am a bit, but not too bearish. So,
do you mean on stocks or the weather?
Yeah, you know, I know the sell in May thing.
Yeah.
Especially because it's an election year in the United States, so I think that United States stocks will outperform just for that reason alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay, marvelous, Nick. Speak next week.
Okay, bye.
Okay, today's penny stock with potential, suggested by Carl Brown, is Sarium, S-A-R. Thanks, Carl, for suggesting this. By all means, get involved. If you want to give your stock a bit of exposure, a bit of coverage, just go to voxmarkets.ca/blog, and you'll see my blog there. Click the link there and submit the stock. So what does the company do? Drugs for cancer treatment. How many shares does the company have in issue? 2.6 billion. What's the current price of market cap? It's 0.8. 65 pence market cap, around about 22, 23 million. What revenue and profit and loss did the company make or generate? No revenue, losses of 570,000 to the half year, to 31st of the 12th, 2015. How much cash or debt does the company have? They have £335,000, 31st of the 12th, 2015, and just completed a placing for 1 million. List three reasons why you think this company has potential. And that is, number one, they have a product line of cancer treatments well advanced. Number two, clinical trials of CHK1, which has been 8 years in progress to now. Okay, so CHK1 apparently has been progressing for 8 years until now. And number three, have got backing of CRT and has AstraZeneca sniffing. So anyway, that's suggested by Carl. Thanks, Carl, for getting involved. That's Sarium, S-A-R. Please do your own research on any stock suggested or mentioned on the podcast today. Okay, don't forget, as I mentioned at the top, listen, if you haven't got live pricing already on the stock exchange or anywhere, any service, By all means, take advantage of Vox's live pricing model. It's £9.99 a month. It's at £2.50 a week. 60% of that goes to charity. We do not make any money on that. So you're getting something in return and you're doing a good turn. Please get involved and help us give money to charity. And you, in turn, will get live prices. Thanks for listening. Muchos appreciados.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.